Aircheckdownloads.com.
Across Teesside, County Durham and North Yorkshire. On AM, digital radio and online. This is Magic 1170 News.
First this morning, Chadline say there's been a massive rise in the number of...
Survivor, the Eye of the Tiger. This is Magic at very nearly 12 minutes past 8, Friday morning, the 1st of March, and high time that we gave away our final pair of tickets for the Upbeat Beatles. They are coming to Darlington Civic Theatre at the end of March, Tuesday the 26th of March, actually, at Darlow Civic Theatre. And they go all over the place to the Upbeat Beatles, and they do a fantastic show. Takes you right the way through the Beatles from the very start through to the very end. So if you fancy winning a pair of tickets to go and see them, I've got another Beatles song title to complete. All you have to do is to let me know what the answer is, and you'll go into the draw. You can do it on email, alan@magic.co.uk. You need full postal details, please, the whole kit and caboodle, plus a phone number to contact you on and the answer, and you send that to alan@magic.co.uk, or you can do it on the TEF alone. It's 01642 607 111. Just complete this Beatles song title. Lucy in the Sky with something or other. That's the real thing. You to me are everything. It's 20 past 8. While all that was going on Magic, you were saying it's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Indeed it was. Well done, Alan, in Ingleby, Barwick. I said to Alan when I was talking to him on the phone, I can never go into Ingleby, Barwick, because I can never find my way out. And he says, I'm exactly the same, and he's lived there for goodness knows how many years. Anyway, Alan, well done. I hope we find your way out of Ingleby, Barwick to get yourself to Darlington Civic Theatre in March when it is the Upbeat Beatles. You'll have a pair of tickets. With our compliments here at Magic 1170.
Magic, traffic and travel.
8:21, nothing doing on the old TNT, because there isn't any, basically.
Do you dream of owning an award-winning Range Rover Evoque?
Ah, that's Queen, just for Lauren, who's dancing to it. That was Killer Queen. Yes, hello to the Harrison family. Thank you very much for your message, and good luck with everything that you're up to. We'll do the text trivia tease very soon. Final one, which is to do with January the 7th. Now, I know it's not anywhere near January the 7th, but I was actually saving this up for next year. it's too good. It's too good a question not to use. So we're going to do it today. Ronettes, Be My Baby. This is Magic with just great songs. It's 8:30. Don't forget, keep listening for Petula Clark's This Is My Song. When you hear it, be called a 9 on 01642 607 111, because you'll be the winner of her brand new CD. Well worth winning it is too. Next week it's cooking songs. I have no idea why they would be cooking songs, but the powers that be at the record company have put together 3 CDs full of songs that they reckon are good to cook to. So there we are, and we'll be giving them away all next week. Anniversaries on today's date. British suffragettes started a window-smashing campaign in the London's West End in 1912 in order to try and get the vote, which, of course, they succeeded in doing eventually. Vitamin F was discovered on today's date in 1929. I'm not sure I take any of that, but anyway, it was discovered. For much good it does. British Leyland launched the surprisingly good Austin Maestro in 1983. I had two Austin Maestros in my driving career, and I quite like both of them, to be honest. And one of my favourite anniversaries, when I read this out, it always gives me a chuckle. Shouldn't really, because it's a bit like watching somebody's trip on a banana skin, this. Elaine Quinn tripped up on her way to collect an award 13 years ago. What was the award? It was for being East Anglia's most accident-prone woman.
Magic headlines.
Well, we're talking about self-harm, but mainly sunny spells. That's the latest on Magic. I'm Rebecca O'Neill.
Cheers, Bex. Thank you very much indeed. It's 26 minutes to nine, the text trivia tease. Yesterday's answer. According to a recent survey, the most attractive skill a man can have... I bet it was women who were asked about this. According to a recent survey, the most attractive skill a man can have is the ability to cook. And I can do that. I can open a microwave door. I can put a meal inside it, which somebody else has carefully prepared, Mr. Sainsbury or Mr. Morrison maybe, or Mr. Asda, Ms. Lidl. Other ready meals are available. Please choose wisely. And I can close the microwave door and I can punch 4 minutes. And there we are, you see. Marvellous. Right, the text trivia tease today, you won't get a prize, but you will get a mention for this. This is something that is apparently special about January the 7th each year. And it's far too good a question not to use, even though it's March the 1st today. So, what is special about January the 7th each year? If you reckon you know or you'd like to take a guess, you text Alan, then a space, who you are, where you're from, what you think the answer is, to 63103.
Get involved with your breakfast show.
Text Alan, followed by your message, to 63103. And say good morning
to Magic. Aircheckdownloads.com.